gregos.
जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवरदारी, यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी,
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोदशाश्री हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोदशाश्री हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेष्व भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीर्वुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 2 चैप्टर 3 एंटाइटल्ड प्योर डिवोशनल सर्विस टेक्स्ट नंबर 17। आयुर्हरति वैपुंसाम् उद्यनस्तं च यन्नसौ तस्यर्ते यत् क्षणोनीत उत्तम श्लोक वार्तया आयुर्हरति वैपुंसा उद्यनस्तं च यन्नसौ तस्यर्ते यत् क्षणोनीत उत्तम श्लोक वार्तया आयुर्हरति वैपुंसा उद्यनस्तं च यन्नसौ तस्यर्ते यत्क्षणोनीत उत्तम श्लोक वार्तया आयुर्हरति वैपुंसा तस्यर्ते यक्षणोनीत आयुर्हरति वैपुंसाम् ध्यानस्थं च यन्नसौ आयुर्हरति वैपुंसा उद्यनस्तं च यन्नसौ तस्यर्ते यक्षणोनीत तमश्लोकवार्तया माताजी आयुर्हरति वैपुंसाम् उद्यनस्तं च यन्नसौ तस्यर्ते यक्षणोनीत उत्तमश्लोकवार्तया वर्ड् टु वर्ड् ट्रान्स्लेशन् आयुः ड्यूरेशन् आफ् लैफ् हरति decreases why certainly pumsam of the people udyan rising astam setting cha also yan moving asau the sun tasya of one who glorifies the lord Rite, except yat, by whom, kshanashaha, time, neetaha, utilized, uttama shloka, the all good personality of Godhead, vartaya, in the topics of Translation and purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation, both by rising and by setting, the sun decreases the duration of life of everyone, except one who utilizes the time by discussing topics of the all good personality of Godhead. Purport. This verse indirectly confirms the greater importance of utilizing the human form of life to realize our lost relationship with the Supreme Lord by acceleration of devotional service. Time and tide wait for no man. So the time indicated by the sunrise and the sunset will be uselessly wasted if such time is not properly utilized for realizing identification of spiritual values. even a fraction of the duration of life wasted cannot be compensated by any amount of gold. Human life is simply awarded to a living entity so that he can realize his spiritual identity and his permanent source of happiness. A living being, especially the human being, is seeking happiness because happiness is the natural situation of the living entity. But he is vainly seeking happiness in the material atmosphere. A living being is constitutionally a spiritual spark of the complete whole, and his happiness can be perfectly perceived in the spiritual activities. The Lord is the complete spirit whole, and his name, form, quality, pastimes, entourage, and personality are all identical with him. Once a person comes into contact with any of the above mentioned energies of the Lord through the proper channel of devotional service, the door to perfection is immediately opened. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord has explained such contact in the following words. Endeavors in devotional service are never baffled, nor is there failure. A slight beginning of such activities is sufficient even to deliver a person from the great ocean of material fears. As a highly potent drug injected intravenously acts at once on the whole body, the transcendental topics of the Lord injected through the ear of the pure devotee of the Lord can act very efficiently. Oral reception of the transcendental messages implies total realization, just as fructification of one part of a tree implies fructification of all other parts. This realization for a moment in the association of pure devotees like Shukadeva Goswami prepares one's complete life for eternity. And thus the sun fails to rob the pure devotee of his duration of life, in as much as he is constantly busy in the devotional service of the Lord, purifying his existence. Death is a symptom of the material infection of the eternal living being. Only due to material infection is the eternal living entity subjected to the law of birth, death, old age, and disease. The materialistic way of pious activities like charity is recommended in the Smriti Shastras as quoted by Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. Money given in charity to a suitable person is guaranteed bank balance in the next life. Such charity is recommended to be given to a Brahmana. If the money is given in charity to a non-Brahmana, the money is returned in the next life in the same proportion. If it is given in charity to a half-educated Brahmana, even then the money is returned double. If the money is given in charity to a learned and fully qualified Brahmana, the money is returned 100 and 1,000 times. And if the money is given to a Veda Paraga, one who has factually realized the path of the Vedas, it is returned by unlimited multiplication. The ultimate end of Vedic knowledge is realization of the personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Vedesha Sarveir Agam Yeva Vedyaha. There is a guarantee of monies being returned if given in charity, regardless of the proportion. Similarly, a moment passed in the association of a pure devotee by hearing and chanting the transcendental message of the Lord is a perfect guarantee for eternal life, for returning home back to Godhead. Maddama gatva punar janmana vidyate. In other words, a devotee of the Lord is guaranteed eternal life. A devotee's old age or disease in the present life is but an impetus to such guaranteed eternal life. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namavom Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshatarine Jayashri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Srivasadi Gaurabhaktavranda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So today we are reading from the second canto, third chapter. In this series of verses, the sages headed by Shaunaka Rishi, they have a great desire to hear the conversation which happened between Parikshit Maharaj and Shukadeva Goswami. And in order to enthuse Suta Goswami to continue to narrate the topics which were discussed between Shukadeva Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj, in this series of verses, Shaunaka Rishi is actually telling about the importance of hearing and chanting about Krishna. In today's verse, I will again go through the translation. Ayur harati vaipumsam udyanastam cha yannasau tasyarte yat kshano neetaha uttama shloka vartaya. Both by rising and by setting, the sun decreases the duration of life of everyone, except one who utilizes the time by discussing the topics of the Supreme Lord. So the purpose of Shaunaka Rishi is a representative of all the sages. The purpose of Shaunaka Rishi speaking this shloka is that na atra vilambaha karya ityaha ayuriti. This topic of Krishna Katha should not be delayed. With that purpose in mind, they are speaking this shloka. Please don't delay in narrating the topics which were discussed between Shukadeva Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj, the topics of Krishna. So in our life, actually, one of the important factor in leading a successful life is actually how we give priorities to different aspects of the life. In regarding giving priorities to different aspects of the life, there is a beautiful shloka which comes in the Hitopadesha. Ajara maravat pragyo Ajara maravat pragyo vidyam artam cha chintayet grihita iva kesheshu mrityuna dharma macharet. When it comes to learning knowledge and accumulating wealth, one should think as if that he is not going to die and he is going to live forever. Because, why it is mentioned like that? Because generally the process of acquiring knowledge, one needs to take out a considerable amount of time. It's a long process. In the modern times, We have so many crash courses available, 3-day course, 7-day course, 5-session course. You may not have studied for the entire year, but there is a crash course, 15-day crash course just before the exam. And even like we also see videos, 5 minutes videos, 3 minutes videos. Now there are YouTube shorts, 1 minute. But actually, traditionally speaking, the process of acquiring knowledge, it is actually a long process. That is why it is said that when it comes to learning, one should think as if that one is going to live forever. One needs to have a patience to acquire knowledge, actually. That is the first criteria, that is the first disposition, the right disposition for acquiring knowledge. And we see this in the example of Arjuna himself. Arjuna is in the battlefield of the Kurukshetra. But he is telling Krishna, Vistarein Atmano Yogam Vibhutim Cha Janardana. I want to hear about your vibhutis in great detail. He is there in the battlefield. There are 64 crore people are standing on either side. He may die on any of the days. But then he is telling that I want to hear the vibhutis in great detail, because that is the right disposition required for a person who wants to acquire knowledge. And it regarding accumulating wealth also, it is a gradual process, it is a slow process. But again, in the modern times, like when you are, suppose when you are traveling in a car, suppose your car is stuck in a traffic jam, somebody will come with selling some books, how to become a billionaire in 6 months. So, one may, such books are available, but one may become a billionaire or a karodpati in a short time, but one will also lose that money in a short time. So, Hitopadesh says that when it comes to acquiring wealth and knowledge, one should think as if one is going to live forever. And when it comes to performing dharma, grihita iva kesheshu mrityuna dharma macharet. When it comes to performing dharma, one should think that Yamaraj is actually holding your hair, holding your shika, and he is going to take you to Yamaloka any moment. So one should not delay the performance of dharma even for a moment. And therefore, Vibhishana, when he came to surrender to Lord Ram, Vibhishana told the different the representatives of Lord Ram, the monkey soldiers, Sugriva, please go and tell Lord Ram that I have come to perform, I have come to surrender to him, I have come to take shelter of him. And please don't delay even a moment in giving this message to Lord Ram. Because I don't know, right now I am having the inspiration to surrender to Lord Ram. I do not know how long this inspiration will remain in my mind. Before my mind changes, I want to perform, I want to take shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Ram. So in regards to performing dharma, what to speak of the highest dharma, one should not actually delay. That is why even one Subhashita which says that, Shatam vihaya boktavyam. There may be hundreds of tasks in your task list. But when the time has come for eating food, leave aside all those hundreds of tasks and eat food at the right time. Sahasram snana macharet. There may be thousands of tasks, but leave those thousand tasks, but take bath at the appropriate time. Laksham vihaya datavyam. One may have 1 lakh tasks in the hand, But when there is a right opportunity to give charity to the right person, leave aside all those tasks and perform charity. Don't lose that opportunity. Kotim tyaktva harim bhajet. One may have crores of tasks, but when the opportunity for hearing Harikatha, when there is an opportunity for serving Krishna, one should not lose that opportunity. Leave aside all those activities and perform Hari Seva or engage in discussing Harikatha. So therefore, similarly, with that purpose in mind, Vishnu Chakratipada is saying that Na Atra Vilambaha Karya. So the topic of Krishna Katha should not be delayed. With that purpose in mind, the Shaunaka Rishi is actually speaking this shloka. And then Vishnu Chakratipada says that Asau Surya Udyan Udayan Prapnuvan Astam Adarshanancha Yan Gachan. So Asau refers to Surya here. We can infer how Asau is actually pronoun, but it refers to Surya. How we can infer that? Because by the word Udyan and Astam. Udyan means rising and Astam means setting. So the sun rises and sets. So by the rising and setting of the sun takes away the lifespan of a person. Tasya ayuhu, it takes away the lifespan of a person. Rite, except that person, yena kshanaha avasaraha, except that person who actually engages his time in actually discussing Krishna Katha. Or the sun steals away the men's lives. Ayur Harati. It steals away the men's lives. Rite, except the life where there arises the opportunity for hearing topics of Krishna. Or another meaning is that, or the sun steals away the life, except that life in which a person has spent even a moment in the topics of the Lord. There are two meanings. One meaning is that the sun steals all the aspects of the life except the time which is spent for hearing and chanting. Or another meaning is that the sun steals away all the lives except that life in which a person has spent at least a few moments in hearing the topics of Krishna. So what does this actually indicate? This indicates that the real substance of the life is the time which is utilized by a person in actually worshipping Krishna or hearing about Krishna, in serving Krishna. So that is the real substance of the life. Like suppose there is a bag of rice is there along with the husk. So that bag is weighing some 50 kilos. But then that is not the real weight of the rice. After you remove the husk, whatever is the, only the rice portion is there, then you weigh that portion of the rice, and then that may be 20 kilos, then that is the real weight of the rice actually. That is the real substance. So similarly, the real life of a person is the time which a person has spent in utilizing, the time which a person has spent for actually serving Krishna, discussing Krishna Katha. And this this aspect is also highlighted in another story which comes in Hari Bhakti Suhodaya. Once in the banks of the Ganges, there was an assembly of the great sages. And many great sages like Vasishtha Rishi and other sages were present. And there was a discussion on the topics related to Lord Vishnu. And there was some difference of opinion, some controversy arose in that discussion of the sages. So at that time, Markandeya Rishi arrived there. And what is the age of Markandeya Rishi, or the lifespan of Markandeya Rishi? Markandeya Rishi was 7 kalpas old. That means 27,251,000 years old. And he arrived there. So as soon as all the sages saw Markandeya Rishi, he is the senior most among the sages, they immediately offered obeisances. And they could, we can ask our, resolve our questions. We can resolve the contradiction by asking the question to Markandeya Rishi. They immediately approached Markandeya Rishi. And Markandeya Rishi, he noticed in that assembly, the son of Vasishtha Rishi, Parashara, was 7 years old, that Parashara was present in the assembly. And Markandeya Rishi, he offered obeisances to Parashara. And all the sages were completely surprised by this act of Markandeya Rishi. And they were completely surprised and they asked Markandeya Rishi, you are actually older than all of us, therefore we are worshipping you, but why are you offering obeisances to this 7-year-old boy Parashar? So at that time, Markandeya Rishi gave a profound answer. He said, Yavantohi kshana jata Hari Smrityaiva Dehinam Yeki Krityaiva Thaneva Ghananam Karya Mayushaha. He said that all the living entities are born with the material bodies. But the time one spends in remembering Krishna or any of the aspects of devotional service, hearing Krishna or chanting Krishna, the time one spends in performing devotional service to Krishna, that should be calculated as the actual span of life. So I actually calculated, based on this calculation, I saw that this boy Parashar's life is actually higher than the life of all of us put together. Because the quality and the quantity of remembrance performed by Parashara is higher than all of our lives put together. So therefore, I offered obeisances to Parashara. So that is the exact point which is actually coming in this verse and the purport given by Vishnu Chakotipat, that the real substance of the life is the time a person spends in actually performing devotional service to Krishna. And in fact, that is the actual life of a person. If a person does not utilize the time in hearing and chanting about Krishna, then as the day is progressing, he is simply coming closer to death. This principle not only applies for an individual person, it also applies for the a spiritual organization also. Any spiritual organization, if it does not manage the affairs in such a way that hearing and chanting about Krishna does not take place, then that means that spiritual organization, it is coming close to death. It is just a matter of time. That spiritual organization will actually meet oblivion. It will get destroyed in any amount of time. So that is why Prabhupada mentioned there will be meetings, resolutions, dissolutions, and no solutions, but the chanting should go on. hearing and chanting, discussion of Krishna Katha should go on, because that is what will determine if, as long as that is going on, the organization will be live. Otherwise, when that is stopped, even with the best of the management, it is just a matter of time that the organization will come to an end. So this principle applies not only to the individual, but also for a spiritual organization. And then Vishnu Chakratipad says that Tavata Eva Kalena Sarvamayuhu Sapalam Bhavati. So what is he saying is that if a person has spent even few moments in his life in hearing about Krishna, by that few moments of time spent in hearing about Krishna, by that his entire life has become successful. Tavata eva kalena sarvamayuhu safalam bhavati. And then he gives an analogy. Ekasyam eva shakayam palitayam vrikshoyam palavaniti yatochyate. Suppose in one branch of a tree, you find a ripened fruit. So by that, you can actually understand that the tree has come to the ripened state. The tree has become successful. Or when you are cooking a rice, when you are cooking a sabji, if one piece of the sabji or one particle of the rice is cooked, by that you infer that the entire rice is actually cooked. So similarly, even if few moments of life is spent in hearing about Krishna, by that the entire life is successful. But then, by hearing this statement, one may think that, okay, I will just spend a few moments in hearing about Krishna, and then let me just spend my rest of my life in some sense gratification, any other activity according to which gives pleasure to my senses. So one may think like that. But that is not the purpose of this statement. The purpose of the statement is that Pratishakam Palavatve Kaimutyameva Sarvasya Ayushaha Krishna Varta Yuktatvam Apekshyam. If one branch has a ripened fruit, by that the whole tree is successful. But if every branch has a ripened fruit, then how much more glorious is the tree? So similarly, if few moments of time spent in hearing about Krishna, if that makes the life successful, then if a person has dedicating his entire life for hearing and serving Krishna, if the person is actually spending every day spending quality time, quantity time for hearing about Krishna, then how much more glorious that life is. Mriyamano Harer Nama Grinan Putropacharitam Ajamilopi Agadama Kimuta Shraddaya Grinan. So Ajamil chanted the holy name only at the time of death, and he chanted the holy name by thinking of his son Narayan, and he chanted the holy name while performing sins throughout his life, and he chanted the holy name without faith in the holy name, but still he attained so much of benefit. Then what to speak of if a person chants the holy name throughout his life with faith and while thinking of Krishna and without committing sins? So in the same way, Vishnu Chakratipad says that what to speak if one spends in one's whole life absorbed in Krishna's topics, how wonderful it would be. So that is the purpose of this. And so then he says, then he mentions a point that Nanu Yevam Chet Ayur Harana Abhavat Krishna Vartarpita Kshano Jano Namriyeta. Then that means if a person has If a person is actually dedicating his life, or if a person is regularly hearing about Krishna, then his Ayur Harana Abhavat, then his life will not be taken away. That means he should not die. If a person is spending his entire life in regularly hearing and chanting about Krishna, that means his life should not be taken away. That means he should not die. Isn't it? Satyam, it is true. He says he should not die. Huh. And this statement is actually confirmed not only in this shloka, but also in many shlokas in the Bhagavatam. Yatra nirvishta maranam kritanto nabhi manyate vishvam vidvam shayam virya shaurya vispurjita bruva. Simply by rising the eyebrows, time actually takes away the lifespan of everyone. But except a person who has taken shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord. Kardama Muni, in his prayers to Vishnu, he also speaks a similar verse. He says that time is, the wheel of time has the Brahman as the axle, 13 months as the spokes, and 360 days and nights as the joints. Karala Sroto Jagadachidya Davat. And this wheel of time is moving with an extreme velocity, chasing and destroying the universe. But Nate, but except the devotees of the Lord. And the same thing is confirmed by Yamaraj in his instructions to the Yamadutas. Te Deva Siddha Parigita Pavitra Gata Ye Sadhava Samadrisho Bhagavat Prapanna Tan Nopa Siddhata Harer Gadayabi Guptan Naisham Vayam Nachavayap Prabhavama Dande. He says that hereafter do not approach those who have surrendered to the lotus feet of the Lord, who see everything equally and who have proper conduct, and who are praised by Te Deva Siddha Parigita Pavitra Gata. They are praised with the pure narrations by the Devatas and Siddhas. And these devotees of the Lord, they are protected by the club of the Lord. Neither me, nor Brahma, and including nor Lord Shiva, and even the time factor, they have the power to punish such devotees. And this is also confirmed by Kapila Dev. Na karghichin matpara shanti rupe nangshyanti no me nemisho ledi hetihi. My wheel of time does not affect those devotees for whom I am a lover, the Atma, son, friend, elder, companion or worshipable deity. So this verse says that actually those who are engaged in hearing and chanting about Krishna, they will not die. Time has no jurisdiction over such devotees. Literally speaking, like now there is, say in the film world, in the celebrity world, celebrities, they take many anti-aging medicine in order to look young, although they are old actually. Sometimes it is reported that by extra dose of anti-aging medicine, some celebrities die. And people also sometimes, they're like skin, hair transplant clinics are also very famous. People in order to, although they have become bald or they have grey hair, but in order to have black hair, in order to have hair, they go to hair transplant clinics. But this verse says that the real anti-aging medicine is actually Krishna Katha. Because when a person is engaged in Krishna Katha, the time does not have jurisdiction over the devotees. So that is confirmed by so many verses in the Bhagavatam. So then, again, further questions come. So here, further, Vishnu Chakotipad says that he is quoting from Manusmriti. Samam abrahmane danam dvigunam brahmane bruve adite shatasahasram anantam vedaparage. So when a person gives charity to a non-brahmana, in the next life at least he will get the same amount in return. And if he gives charity to a brahmana, he will get twice the amount in return. And if he gives charity to a adite brahmana, the learned brahmana, he will get thousands of times in return in the next life. And if he gives charity to a Veda paraga, who actually knows the conclusions of the Vedas, he will get unlimited amount in return. So, we see that even in the case of giving charity to a Veda paranga, one gets unlimited amount in return. And greater than the amount, greater than the wealth is the time. Ayusha kshana ekopi nalabhya swarna kotibhi. Even the moment, one moment of time cannot be gained by spending crores of rupees. So the devotee who is blessed with the long life by Krishna, who actually spends his time in actually Krishna Katha, such a person becomes the associate of the Lord, and certainly his life is indestructible. So therefore, Vishnu Chakotipad says that the devotee of Krishna does not have his life stolen away. And that is why we quoted several verses in the Bhagavatam. So now, but then our practical, our experience is that devotees also go through old age. They also get disease and they also experience death. Then how do we explain this? So for that, Vishnu Chakotipad says that Jara Marana Rogadikam tu Bhakti Utkanta Vridyartam. The devotees go through old age, get disease, and they die. For the first purpose, Bhakti Utkanta Vridyartam. In order to increase the longing in the devotees, Krishna gives old age, disease, and death. In order to increase the longing. And second purpose is that matantara utkata abhavartam. Matantara utkata. So there are matantara, there are the jnanis who have the opinion. Unless a person experiences the karmas in this life, the karmas cannot be destroyed. So in order to not destroy the opinions of these jnanis, Krishna makes even the devotees go through the prarabdha karmas, or Krishna makes the devotees go through old age, disease, and different sufferings. And the third purpose is that svabhaktehe rahasyatva rakshanartham. In order to protect the confidential nature of the devotees. In order to protect the confidential nature of the devotees, Krishna makes the devotees also go through like a normal any person in this world, old age, disease, and death. Therefore, for these three purposes, even the devotees also go through this. And then he says that Bhagavat Ichaya Eva Bhavati. So when the devotee who is engaged in devotional service sincerely, when he goes through different difficulties in his life, Bhagavat Ichaya Eva Bhavati, it happens by the will of Krishna. Natu Tatra Vastutaha Kala Karmadehe Karana Iti Utpaditam. It does not happen by the influence of Kala, because it's already, we quoted different shlokas, the Kala does not have jurisdiction over the devotees. And it does not happen by the
by the influence of the karma, because the characteristics of bhakti is that kleshagna, kleshagni bhakti destroys the suffering, all the bhakti destroys the, all the causes of suffering. So natu tatra vastutah kala karma dehe karana iti utpaditam bhishma niryana adhyaye. And this fact is actually already confirmed by in Bhishma Dev's instruction to Pandavas, like that Vishnu Chakotipad mentions. So where Bhishma Dev mentions this, I will just go through those shlokas briefly. Bhishma Dev, when the Bhishma Dev was in the deathbed, the Pandavas came to meet Bhishma Dev. Bhishma Dev says that sarvam kalakritam manye bhavatam chayadapriyam sapalo yadvashe loko vayuriva ganavalihi. First he says that he sees the Pandavas. The Pandavas went through so many difficulties in their life. And first he speaks, what is the reason for these difficulties? From, based on the words of the common people. He says that all this, it has happened in your life. It has happened because of the time factor. Sarvam kala kritam manye. And this kala only is controlling the entire world and also the all the lokapalas in this world. Just like the wind controls the clouds. So initially he tells the Pandavas that whatever has happened in your life, it has all happened because of the time factor. But in this verse, he speaks the words of the common people. And then he speaks in the next shloka, yatra dharma suto raja gadapanir vrikodarah krishno stri gandivam chapam suhrut krishnas tato vipat. But then you Pandavas, you Yudhishthira Maharaj is there, dharma suto, in Yudhishthira Maharaj, he is a perfect practitioner of dharma. How can there be prarabdha karmas in the life of Yudhishthira Maharaj? And the great Bhima is there. And the great Gandivadari Arjuna is there. And Krishna himself will present along with you, Pandavas. So when such great devotees like Yudhishthira, Bhima and Arjuna are present, how can there be the influence of the time factor? Time cannot influence such devotees. And then Bhishma Dev says that, so therefore, actually, it does not, whatever happened in your life, it did not happen by the influence of the time factor. It happened only by the will of Krishna. It only happened by the plan of Krishna. Nakhyasya karhichit rajan puman veda viditsitam yad vijignyasaya yukta mukhyanti kavayopihi. So no one can understand the plan of Krishna because even those engaged in reasoning and scripture are bewildered by that inquiry. So the conclusion is that whatever happened in your life, it all happened. It is the karma is not the reason for your suffering. Kala is not the reason for your suffering. The reason for your suffering is it happened by the will of Krishna. Then if you try to inquire why Krishna desired like that, why Krishna wanted to give suffering, why Krishna wanted to give happiness. And even by reasoning, many times you cannot understand the plan of Krishna. Even by reasoning, one cannot understand the plan of Krishna because even great learned people, kavayopihi muhyanti, even they get bewildered when they try to inquire about the plan of Krishna. And therefore, he says that tasmadidam daiva tantram vyasva bharatarushaba tasyanu vihito nata nata pahi praja prabhu. Therefore, you simply execute the plan of Krishna. And the plan of Krishna for you is that you must become the king. And you must take care of all the citizens who are without a master, who are anatha. So you simply execute the plan of Krishna. and by performing this service and taking this responsibility on behalf of Krishna. So in this way, the same these particular verses were quoted by Vishnu Chakravartibhat in the purport. And further, in this verse, the word comes is that Uttama Shloka Vartaya. Uttama Shloka, one who engages in the topics of Uttama Shloka. The word Uttama Shloka has many meanings. One meaning is that Uttama Shloka, that means Shloka also means Yasha. So Sarva Sreshtaha Yashaha Yasya Saha. One who has the greatest fame, he is called as a Uttama Shloka. So Krishna is the person who has the greatest fame. He is called as a Uttama Shloka. So another meaning of Uttama Shloka is that Uttamaihi Kirtyate, Uttamaihi Shlokyate. That person who is glorified by the greatest people, he is called as the Uttama Shloka. Manuswayambur Bhagavan Bhavascha Yenye Tapogyana Vishuddha Sattva Adrishtapara Apiyan Mahimno Stuvantyato Tvatma Samam Grinima. The Prachetas are praying that even great yogis, great mystics who are advanced in austerities and knowledge, who are completely situated in pure existence, great personalities like Manu, Brahma, Shiva, the four Kumaras, even they cannot fully understand your glories and potencies. Nonetheless, they have offered prayers according to their own capacities. In the same way, although we, much lower than these personalities, we offer prayers according to our capacity. And the third meaning of the Uttama Shloka is that one who is glorified by the choicest words, one who is glorified in the choicest language or the choicest words. So Uttama Shloka also means one who is glorified by the choicest words. And the fourth meaning of Uttama Shloka refers to the literature which contains the glories of Krishna, the Srimad Bhagavatam. So the Srimad Bhagavatam is a transcendental literature above the darkness, and its light becomes more luminous with the progressive reading and realization of the transcendental subject matter. So Uttama Shloka also refers to the literature. So one poet, he was composing a commentary on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, Harishuri. And he was asked that, oh, you are composing this commentary on the Srimad Bhagavatam. So are you writing this commentary with many alankaras? Because you are writing this commentary in the style of a kavya. And a kavya is incomplete without the use of many alankaras. Are you using proper different alankaras like shlesha, rupaka, like that? Many alankaras are there. Are you using many alankaras? So the kavi is giving an answer. Saubhagyaspadamekamasti mahila Baleshu chetkunkumam Saubhagya pratipadanaya tadalam Kim tatra bhushantarai Evam matkavita pragalbhavanita Saubhagya sandayakam Mukhyam Shripati Bhushanam Vijayate Anyastam Navalankriti. He says that if you want to actually, if a married woman's Saubhagya fortune is to be displayed, a married woman's fortune is exhibited by the kumkum on her forehead. Even if he does not wear other ornaments, this one ornament is sufficient, the kumkum on the forehead. So similarly, I am writing this book, this commentary on the 10th canto. Even if I don't have other alankaras, एवं मत कविता प्रगल्भ वनिता सौभाग्य संदायकम मुख्यम श्रीपति भूषणम. बट माय दिस पर्टिकुलर बुक द इज एक्चुअली डेकोरेटेड विद द ग्लोरीज ऑफ कृष्ण. सो दिस बिकॉज दिस वन पर्टिकुलर ऑर्नमेंट इज प्रेजेंट इवन इफ द अदर पोएटिक ऑर्नमेंट्स आर नॉट प्रेजेंट दिस वन ऑर्नमेंट इज सफिशियंट टू एक्चुअली डेकोरेट दिस बुक. दिस विल एक्चुअली ग्लोरीफाई माई बुक. This this is sufficient, like that he says. So therefore, even if a person is not learned in the best of the languages, even if a person has only plastic language at his disposal, or even if a person has only plastic ornaments at his disposal, but if a person is sincerely trying to serve Krishna with the mood of devotion, that is the best of the ornaments by which. Even Krishna can be glorified. Krishna accepts those ornaments. So in this way, I try to share some points. So we discussed Vishnu Chakotipat purports, and all these points are actually covered by Srila Prabhupada in his Prabhupada's purport. So this verse actually talks about the importance of spending one's time in hearing and chanting about Krishna, because that is the main substance of a person's life. हरे कृष्ण. ग्रंथरा श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय. श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय. गौर भक्त वृंद की जय. हरे कृष्ण.